In less than 1 week, I received over 300 survey responses and countless emails from women all around the world, all revealing about themselves something they likely had never revealed before. I knew about my own addiction. I knew about my accountability partner's addiction. And while there were similarities in our two stories, these surveys proved above all else that there was no formula. There was no pattern or single common denominator for how or why a woman would become addicted to pornography. These women were young. These women were old. These women were married. These women were single. They were mothers and daughters and sisters and wives. And some of them were even in ministry. The only things these women had in common were that they each had a name, they were someone, and they were living secret lives of pornography addiction. And they all fully believed they were the only women who did. Throughout this book, I will come clean about my own 8-year battle with pornography addiction and how I was ultimately set free from it. You will also read stories of several other brave women who will come clean. Real women just like you who found freedom from their addiction in similar ways as I did and allowed me to use their stories as hope for you. Pornography had profoundly affected the lives of these women, by choice and otherwise. This book is not for sensationalism's sake, or to be something I am praised for writing. This book is a testament to the bravery of the women who stepped up to complete a survey and the women therein who shared their stories with me. It is because of these women and the women who will read this book with hope in their hearts and a relentless call by God that this book has now come to fruition. And this book is for you, the woman who feels alone in addiction to pornography. I don't believe in coincidences. This book is in your hands because God wants to speak some truth to you. And for whatever reason, He has chosen to use this book to do so. May you find comfort in knowing that not only are you not alone in your struggle, but there is hope for breaking the stronghold of this addiction. And that hope comes from Jesus. I write this book from a Christian point of view because it is my personal belief that Jesus is the reason I stand free from pornography today. Pornography addiction knows no creed. Pornography affects everyone. So it is my hope that the steps provided throughout this book will be beneficial to all women from all walks of life. You were created for so much more than this life you've been living. Life is to be lived abundantly. It is time to come on out from behind the bushes. Life is waiting for you.